to Sanchez. What a finish!
Goals! Aguero made it! Manchester City won the Premier League!
Ibrahim James with no regard for human life.
Curry for three. What a night for Stephen Curry.
What a nice shot, Gareth Bale.
Manchester United have reached the promised land.
Can Manchester United score? They always score.
Don't wish, I'm blood, you're just hope. Thank you, Irvin. Get back. Yo.
Can't believe it, just won the first NBA championship for Cleveland in 40 years.
Bryant for the win. Bam!
10,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
4,
3,
2,
1,
go!
Hello, our dear audience. Welcome to this week's Highlight Sport. I'm Ada. Love sports, love radio CUC. Now let me have a brief introduction of today's program.This time in World Sports News, Yvette and Ada will review the exciting games in Premier League and NBA, and the latest news about Djokovic. In this highlight game, Manny will review the match between Arsenal and Manchester United. In this week's Weekly 4C, Jade and Steve will focus on the series between the Celtics and the Wizards. In this week's The Great, Ines will introduce you Sean Livingston, and in Your Man, Rachel will introduce Squash.Now let's kick off with World Sports News. Hello everyone, welcome to this week's World Sports News. I'm Ada.
Hi, I'm Yvette. Here's the chief news. In Premier League, Tottenham defeated Leeds Chelsea 2 wins from title. In NBA,LaMarcus Aldridge helped Spurs take series lead with victory in Houston. In tennis, Novak Djokovic parted with his entire coaching team before Madrid Open. In Giro d'Italia 2017, Lucas Pozzoberger won the first stage on debut. In Serie A, anti-racism campaigner criticized Italian authorities. In Formula 1, laser focused Alonso can win Indy 500.
In Premier League in May the 6th,Tottenham's pursuit of Premier League leaders Chelsea was dealt a big blow as Manuel Lanzini's fierce finish earned victory for London rivals West Ham. Spurs could have narrowed the gap to a point with victory at London Stadium, but were well below par as the Hammers helped Chelsea close on the title. Hammers keeper Adrian made first half saves from Harry Kane and Eric Dier before Lanzini smashed in a loose ball.Chelsea need 2 wins from their final 4 games to be crowned champions.
Friday night, something amazing happened in NBA. Aldridge was spectacular in this one, finishing with 26 points to go with 7 rebounds and 4 blocks in 38 minutes, combining with Kawhi Leonard to power the Spurs to a 103-92 victory over the Rockets and take a 2-game-to-1 lead in this best-of-7 series. I do what the team needs, Aldridge said.Tonight, this was needed, and I did it.
12-time Grand Slam winner Novak Djokovic has parted company with his entire coaching team, including Marian Varda, who has been with him through almost all of his career. Djokovic believes that shock therapy will help him achieve better results. The world number 2 says he will be on the tour alone until he finds the right person to take over as head coach.Boris Becker, a 6-time Grand Slam winner, left in December after 3 years as a 29-year-old coach. The Serbs next compete at the Madrid Open. With the men's first round draw to take place on Friday, Djokovic said he would be forever grateful for their friendship, professionalism, and commitment to my career goals.
Austria's Lucas Pozzoberger won the first stage of Giro d'Italia Sardinia on his race debut.Bora Hansgrohe rider Pozzoberger, 25, won the 203-kilometer stage ahead of Kaylee Iwan in second and Andrew Grippo in third. Last year winner Vincenzo Nibali, Team Sky's Terence Thomas, and the Colombian's Nairo Quintana all finished safely in the peloton in the opening stage of their race 100th edition. Saturday's second stage is a 208-kilometer ride from Olbia to Tortoli.
Formula 1, Piera Power, executive director of Football Against Racism in Europe, said the Italian Football Federation's disciplinary procedures had been found wanting in the wake of the Shuli Muntari case after being racially abused by a section of the crowd during Sunday Serie A match at Cagliari. The Genoa midfielder was shown a yellow card by the referee after asking the official to stop the game when a 32-year-old who has played for Pescara walked off the field in protest. At his booking, he was subsequently shown another yellow card and must now serve a one-match ban.
Only 9 rookies have ever won the Indianapolis 500 during its 100-year history, but Fernando Alonso can join their illustrious rank later this month. According to his Formula One team boss, Mark Lauren executive director Zach Brown said, "I think he can win. He's going in with the mindset of doing the best job possible, and if he is able to do that, and he's got a good car underneath him, which he does, he's absolutely capable of winning."
Okay, that's all for this week's sports news. See you next week in the same time. I'm Ada.
I'm Yvette. Coming next is Highlight Game. Stay tuned. Bye.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
Hello everyone, it's time for this week's highlight game, and Manny. If this was Arsene Wenger's final time facing Jose Mourinho, as it very well might have been, he at least ended one of the game's biggest managerial rivalries with the last laugh, sort of. In their 30th matchup, Wenger improved his record to a win, 7 ties and 5 losses. At length, he had beaten the monthly Portuguese, who had, for well over a decade, made a sport of antagonizing of studious Frenchmen. And again, the younger Mourinho had gotten the better of 67-year-old who is in 22nd and possibly final year at Arsenal. Thanks to goals from Xhaka and Welbeck, the Gunners vanquished the Manchester United 2-0 in their final meeting of a frustrating season. And as such, 6th place Arsenal gained on the 5th place Red Devils, closing the gap to 2 points while the Londoners have a game in hand. They both hope, of course, to rest the 4th spot and precious Championship League place from Manchester City, 4 points ahead of United, or 3rd place Liverpool, 1 point further up the table. Then again, Manchester United is still eyeing the Europa League title, which also offers up the Champions League berth that these mighty clubs have been relegated to this sort of desperate mess, hoping to claw something useful out of the lost season. It's telling enough of the current state of Mourinho and Wenger's Lagrange careers. The saving grace for Mourinho, perhaps, is that he's only in his first year at the club, and that was all the shambles long before he arrived. But Wenger has an expiring contract and all-time low support from the fans who trusted him for decades. In that sense, it may prove a prophetic victory, good for Wenger's endlessly battered ego, ultimately of little use if it doesn't produce the Champions League's place or indeed save the manager's job. Wenger will likely take it either way, such has been his obvious dislike of Mourinho, first in 2 spells with Chelsea and now with United. Like many of the boots between big clubs in the Premier League this season, this clash was fairly disappointing. An uneventful first half was followed by a tepid second one. There was just not very much of note that happened. United had only 2 looks in the opening act and really none in the second. Both of those chances were instigated by Wayne Rooney. Once, he set up Anthony Martial, who was denied by Peter Cech, and the other time, he intercepted a distracting back pass across the box from Holding, but the veteran goalkeeper was wise to it again. Arsenal, meanwhile, relied heavily on Alexis Sanchez. As usual, early on he played a splendid through ball for Aaron Ramsey that was parried by Devin De Gea. Later, the Chilean's cutback was cleared and Champions' deflected shot was read well by De Gea. Not 10 minutes after halftime, Checker's long shot took an enormous deflection off Ander Herrera's back and dropped into the net behind him. And just 3 minutes later, Chamberlain swung in a big, looping cross for the wide-open Welbeck, who came up at United but was never given a real chance. Welbeck's header crumbed in off the underside of the bar for the 2-0 Gunners' advantages. It was a rare occasion when Mourinho was punished for his unadventurous approach to put it charitably in a big game. Certainly, a tie would have suited him better, likely killing off the Arsenal's challenge. Mourinho closed up shop in spite of all the technical ability in the team, not to mention his thin back line, in which he rested several players and headed a full debut to teenager Twanzebe. He went down with his tactics. After the final whistle, the managers coolly shake hands and slipped into the tunnel. At last, Wenger had privilege. At the very least, he has accomplished that this year. Okay, it's this week's highlight game, and Manny, see you next week at the same time. Stay tuned. Bye. Take the fucking wheel, I'm asleep in the front, pumping heavy D in the voice. Still chunky but funky, but in my head there's something I can feel tugging and struggling. Angels fight with devils, and here's what they want from me.
Hello, our dear audience. Welcome to this week's Weekly 4C. I'm Jay.
Hey guys, I'm Steve.
As a Washington Wizards fan, do you think the team can defeat Boston Celtics in the Eastern semifinals?
Well, this is going to be a tough series. There's a lot of physical confrontation in the game. Nobody wants to go home. The Wizards still have the chance to enter the Eastern Finals as long as they can avoid getting injured.
So you are really worried about Teddy's dangerous play. So I can understand that since he did cause Kevin Love's shoulder dislocation 2 years ago.
He is a big problem, but he is not the only problem. You know, Boston is a team famous for its defense. When it comes to the playoffs, those defense moves turn to foul plays and dangerous plays. And the referees basically won't whistle those moves.
I recognize some moves that should never appear in the court. Makeep frees his uncle because of Topher's dangerous defense. The players must try not to be injured.
Actually, Harvard did the same thing to Beal 2 years ago. One interesting thing is that Paul Millsap said the Wizards are playing MMA instead of basketball in the first round. I'm wondering what he will call the game if it is the Hawks playing against the Celtics. Especially when he is not the one who gets special treatment by the referees.
John Wall also complained about referees. He said that he is now enjoying the same treatment as James. We all know the referees can decide the game to a great extent, but it seems that they can never make everyone satisfied.
That's true. I once went to the Walker Stadium and watched a soccer game. During the game, everyone in the stadium is complaining about the referees. However, when I checked the internet, I found that the other side is also complaining about the referees.
Okay, back to the games. The playoff is the stage of superstars. The deal between John Wall and Thomas in Game 2 is really impressive. John Wall got a 48-13 and IT got 53 points. In the playoffs, John Wall can get about 30 points, 11 assists and 2 steals and 1 block per game on average. As we can see from his status, his performance in the playoffs is even better than the regular season.
Yes, now people will admit that he is a superstar. 4 years ago when he first entered the playoffs, he seemed too young to be a leader and performed terribly. Some people then believe he was just another player who cannot adapt to the playoffs just like Laurie and will not have a successful career. Finally, with all the efforts he paid, he proved himself and changed those people's minds.
Some people also claim that Thomas cannot handle the defense of the playoffs level because of his height limitation, but with an amazing 53-point show, he shut those people's mouths.
I really hope the coach, Scott Brooks, can find out a way to stop Thomas. The team just cannot do anything when our team posts down unsuspecting defenders in the low post, especially when McKeith's ankle hasn't completely recovered yet.
But the Wizards also have good news, right? Mahami no longer sitting on the bench with a suit. His return will release Gore-Tex's pressure. The rebound will be the Wizards' big advantage.
Of course, everyone will be happy if they found that the $16 million are not wasted. The team really needs him on the defensive side. At least last year's playoffs, he played pretty good in the Pacers.
The Celtics did pretty well in stopping Bill in the first three games. If he can work himself into shape, he will be a big help.
As one of the best shooting guards in the league, he will be okay. As you can see, DeRozan also scored 37 after a 5-point game.
So what do you think will be the result of the series?
Wizards will win in Game 7.
As the top seed of the Eastern Conference, the Celtics should not be overlooked. I believe they can win in 4-2.
Well, that's all for this week's Weekly First Seed. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve.
I'm Jade. Coming next is The Great. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to The Great. I'm Ness. Hello everyone, welcome to The Great. I'm Ness. The NBA playoffs started in full swing as the Golden State Warriors unstoppably beat their enemies. We applaud for those superstars, but its victories not only owe to Curry, Durant, Klay, or Draymond. They owe to every player who tried their best fighting for this team. Today, I'm going to introduce one of his bench players, Shawn Livingston. Being in such legendary team, Shawn himself is a legendary too. When he first entered the NBA, he was considered one of the most potential players with such tall and strong body. He was selected by the Los Angeles Clippers and ran first pick 4th overall. However, the injury always is the enemy for every player. The most severe injury in his career came too early before he had totally showed us his talent. In a game against the Charlotte Bobcats on February 26, 2007, Livingston suffered a debilitating knee injury, dislocating his left knee after landing awkwardly following a missed layup, resulting in the left leg snapping lately. Livingston injured almost every part of his knee, tearing the anterior cruciate ligament, the posterior cruciate ligament, and the lateral meniscus, badly spraining his medial collateral ligament. The injury was so severe that ESPN warned viewers of the graphic nature of the video clip before Livingston was told by a medical professional at the hospital that there was a chance that his leg would have to be amputated. He required months of rehabilitation to be able to walk again. Considering of his terrible condition, at that moment, almost everyone thought that he would not be able to play basketball again. However, he made through, but he was not able to play with his full talent. His moment has gone before he had shown up. Then he was traded to different teams and couldn't have a stable showtime. When everyone thought that this genius had been torn down by the injury, he came to the Golden State Warriors. On July 11, 2014, Livingston signed with the Golden State Warriors to a reported 3-year, $16 billion contract. That is where he shows us his value again. His remarkable and accurate dry-up helps the team remain aggressive during the rotation time. He recovered in time to make his debut for the team in their season opener and served as a key player off the bench for the Warriors in their round to the 2015 NBA Championship. In 2015 and 2016, Livingston helped the Warriors win an NBA record 73 games to eclipse the 72 wins set by the 1995 and 1996 Chicago Bulls. During Game 4 of the 2016 Western Conference semifinals, Livingston was ejected late in the second quarter against the Portland Trail Blazers. He had moved into the starting lineup to accommodate for the injury Stephen Curry. In the Western Conference Finals, the Warriors overcame a 3-1 deficit to defeat Oklahoma City Thunder in 7 games and advanced to the 2016 NBA Finals. In Game 1 of the NBA Finals against the Cleveland Cavaliers, Livingston scored playoff career-high 20 points, leading the Warriors to a 104-89 win. Despite the Warriors going up 3-1 in the series following a Game 4 win, they went on to lose the series in 7 games to become the first team in NBA history to lose the championship series after being up 3-1. When we watch games, most of us only pay attention to those aces who we appreciate. But role players are also very crucial to the game, especially in these days when run and shot being so popular. I guess it is he who makes the Warriors better, and in return, the Warriors makes him shine again. Okay, that's all for this week's The Great. I'm Ines. See you next week at the same time.
Good evening, my dear audiences. Welcome to You Man. This is Rachel. In today's program, I will introduce a kind of sports that is not so well known but really interesting, squash. Squash is a racket sport played by 2 or 4 players in a 4-word court with a small hollow rubber ball. The players must alternate in striking the ball with their racket and hit the ball onto the playable surfaces of the 4 walls of the court. The governing body of squash, the World Squash Federation, is recognized by the International Olympic Committee. But the sport is not part of the Olympic Games, despite a number of applications. Supporters continue to lobby for its incorporation in future Olympic programs. Squash was invented in hollow squall out of older game rackets around 1830, before the game spread to other schools, eventually becoming an international sport. In the 19th century, the game increased in popularity with various schools, clubs, and even private citizens building squash court, but with no set dimensions. The players spin a racket to decide who serves first. The players start the first rally by electing to serve from either the left or right service box. For a legal serve, one of the service speeds must be in the service box, not touching any part of the service box lines as the player strikes the ball. After being struck by the racket, the ball must strike the front wall above the service line and below the outline. The receiving player can choose to volley a serve after it has hit the front wall. If the server wins the point, the 2 players switch sides for the volleying point. After the serve, the players take turns hitting the ball against the front wall, above the team and below the outline. The ball must strike the side and backwards at any time. As long as it hits below the outline, it must not hit the floor after hitting the racket and before hitting the front wall. A ball landing on either the outline or the line along the top of the team is considered to be out. After the ball hits the front wall, it is allowed to bounce one on the floor before a player must return it. Players may move anywhere around the court, but accidental or deliberate obstruction of other players' movements is forbidden. Players typically return the center of the court after making a shot. A key strategy in squash is known as domaining the tee, where the player is in the best position to achieve the opponent's next shot. Skilled players will return a shot and then move back toward the tee before playing the next shot. From this position, the player can quickly accept any part of the court to achieve the opponent's next shot with a minimum of movement. Ability to change the direction of the ball at the last instant is also a tactic used to unbalance the opponent. Expert players can anticipate the opponent's next shot a few tenths of a second before the average player, giving them a chance to react sooner. Squash provides an excellent workout. In 1 hour of squash, a player may expend approximately 600 to 1,000 foot calories. The sport also provides a good upper and lower body workout by exercising both the legs in running around the court and the arms and torus in swinging the racket. In 2003, Forbes rated squash as the number one healthiest sport to play. Squash players and associations have lobbied for many years for the sport to be accepted into the Olympic Games, with no success to date. Squash missed out as an event in 2020 Olympic Games, the usual reason cited for the failure of the sport to be adopted for Olympic competition is the difficulty of spectators to follow the action, especially while television. A new bid is expected to be launched for 2024 Olympics when the time comes. That's all for today's program. See you next week. Stay tuned.
Cast producer
Yvette 李一飞
broadcaster
Yvonne 刘思月
Billy 刘浩鹏
journalist
Manny 张端信
Rachel 荣苑廷
Letty 雷婷
Ada 徐阳 Ines 唐一周
Steve 赵月央
Kyrie 于浩明。
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。